This is Lead 1212, a podcast on Christ-centered leadership based on Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. Thanks for listening. Now here's Chris and Dave. Hey everybody, how are you doing? We're back. I think that's a good thing. What do you think, Chris?
We're here.
Wayne's with us today. What do you think, Wayne?
It's good.
Good to have you.
I don't know if I believed Wayne on that one, but
that was very convincing.
It's good. All right. That's okay. We love Wayne. C.S. Lewis said this: to be a Christian means to forgive the inexcusable because God has forgiven the inexcusable in you.
Oh, that I love that. C.S. Lewis is one of my favorite authors of all time, and that's just one of many things from him.
Yeah. And so as we talk today about adaptive leadership.
Adaptive leadership, yes, sir.
I'm excited to see how God's going to remind us how we're constantly in a changing process and a growing process.
So true.
And in a mentoring process. Easy for me to say. I don't know if I said it very well.
You nailed it.
But I tried so hard. Mentoring did not sound like that. But anyway.
You make,
ladies and gentlemen, please tip your waiters and waitresses.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Amen.
So, okay, what is adaptive leadership? As the title suggests, adaptive leadership is concerned with how leaders encourage people to adapt, how to confront and overcome problems, challenges, and changes. Adaptive leadership is concerned with individuals' adjustments in response to changing environments. And I guess in simplest terms, adaptive leaders prepare and assist people in adjusting to change. Does that make sense?
Does make sense.
So this is something, these are steps that leaders can take to help the people that work for them or work with them achieve change and be able to tackle problems and issues that they normally could not.
Gotcha.
Adaptive leadership was first developed by a man named Heifetz way back in 1994. That may be way back to some people, but it seems like yesterday to me.
Yep. Me too.
The name of his book was Leadership Without Easy Answers, and it's been used effectively to teach leaders everywhere to encourage change across multiple levels, including society, community. This is very good for nonprofit and churches and even for change with yourself. You know, Dave and Wayne, one of the things I like best about adaptive leadership is it's not leader-centered. It's not about the leader and what he can do, how great a person he is, I should say. It has been thought of that way, but adaptive leadership focuses on how the leader helps others do the work they need to do to adapt to the challenges that they face.
That makes sense.
So essentially, you're making people better.
Yeah, you're trying to mentor people is what kind of what I've gotten out of this so far.
Absolutely.
Right?
That's
so
it.
You try to, what's a good word, Wayne? You try to put forth effort into other people so that they may be blessed and they can go out and bless others and you work together. That makes sense.
That's a perfect example.
Thanks. I get out every once in a while.
T, you're a leader in your organization. Do you ever use adaptive leadership?
All the time.
Fantastic.
I never knew what that phrase meant.
You do it. You just didn't know what the term was.
Yeah, because in my job, you know, I've got six people that report to me, and I don't want to do the jobs of six people.
No.
And I want those people to be able to deal with changes in our organization as they come up and not always have to go to someone
right.
to figure something out.
Yes.
Because I think it, you know, selfishly is a better reflection on a leader have followers who are leaders.
Yes.
Who turn into leaders.
Absolutely
than just
right.
To have the market cornered.
I think you said that very well. Yeah, there we go.
Ladies
you said
and
that
gentlemen. Very well. Let's get it up for Wayne.
Yes, sir. So guys, correct me if I'm wrong, but every company, organization, church, anything that you can imagine faces chronic recurring issues. And when you get those same issues and problems over and over again, what happens? The people in charge try to do the same old things every time. Sometimes they try to use new technology, or sometimes they may even try to recruit an expert or streamline something, a communication process or procedure, but the same problem seems to come back every time.
That's right. That's frustrating as a leader when you feel like you're not really getting the most out of someone, and it's just frustrating. It's hard to work with that, and it's hard to deal with that, you think?
You're absolutely right. Dave, do you think Jesus ever felt that way?
Oh, man. So I take that from a personal perspective. Does Jesus ever feel that way with me?
He does with me daily, I'm sure.
Yeah, and there's times when I think I'm on the right path, and there's times when I think he needs to hit me in the back of the head. So does Amy.
You got a double. Yeah.
Thank you. So it's important, though, that you understand that Jesus knows what you're doing and who you are, and he knows your mess, and he loves you even in your messiness. So you need to give that over to him, get real with him, get honest with him, and watch what he can do through you.
Oh, that's so true. That is beautiful, too. You know, I've got a life example I want to share with that. A while back, I love dogs. I had a dog that had been mistreated, and it would bite people, but we never gave it the chance. I would keep it away from everyone. And every time someone would come to visit, this dog would try to protect me and try to get between me and the person like it was an invasion. And I was thinking about that one day in the shower, and I thought, you know, if my dog would just relax and trust me, I won't let anything happen to him. And then I thought, how many times has God thought that about me? My goodness, if I just relax and trust him, he's going to take care of me.
Amen. But it's hard to do that, right?
It is hard to do that.
So why do you think that's so hard?
I guess I was just taught to do everything I can first and then give it up to God, when really I should be in prayer first and giving it up to God.
100%. I think many times what we end up doing is we rely more on ourselves than God. And that's
absolutely,
that's yes. The wrong way to go. What do you think, Wayne?
Well, as a father of two daughters, I learned early on, I can't fix anything. I can't even understand most of what they're going through or talking about.
It's so true.
I mean, I try and I fail and I try and I fail.
But you keep trying.
But I keep trying.
That's what matters.
But instead of just giving it over, I'm still trying.
Yeah.
Parenting is not for the thin skin.
Oh, no. And, you're
and
right.
Every day there's 18 different challenges and sometimes 118.
Oh, gosh. That's an aching back.
Oh, my aching back. Parenting can definitely make you feel like that for sure.
That is definitely an aching back moment. But anyway, back on this, an adaptive leader can help his team find better solutions and solutions that are outside the box. And then when they get better at it, then maybe they can become the leader and take over for the adaptive leader.
Yeah, I think we sometimes have a hard time letting someone else do something we think we can do better.
Oh, sure we do. That's a big problem.
And I think we need to understand that if we think we can do better, we need to teach them how we think we can do better so they can help us, so they can even do better than us. I think if we're true mentors, we want them to get better than we are because we're truly investing in them.
Yes.
That's an issue, I think, with a lot of people. We don't want to invest in people because we're happy with who we are and we don't want to grow. We don't want to put that out for anybody else.
No, you're exactly right.
We don't want to practice. We don't want to be second fiddle.
No. There's,
yeah.
First fiddle or no fiddle. We don't want to be second fiddle.
Yeah. I got you.
So as a leader, there's really only three types of challenges you face. One type is not really suited for adaptive leadership, and we'll go over that. The other two types are very particularly suited for adaptive leadership. The first type of challenge that you face as a leader is a technical challenge. Technical challenges generally don't need adaptive leadership, as we said, and they usually have a known solution. For example, during the pandemic, many churches had to begin online services. In this case, the problem is easy to identify and the solution is obvious and achievable. Dave, what do you think most churches did during that time?
Well, I think some churches, I don't want to say they gave up, but they just kind of quit a little bit. And I don't mean that mean. And I think for a few weeks, we at Christ Church even dealt with that a little bit. And then we both, me and Jeff, who is one of our leaders, and Gerald, we both decided, you know, we can't stop. We got to put something out there. And we started really working on our online presence. And I feel like we do that pretty good. And it's something that we try to work hard at. What do you think?
Dave, you may not know this, but I have had so many people contact me and tell me that they have watched the sermons, they have watched Christ Church, and we have people that show up at church because they watch that. In fact,
you
had a Bible study class not long ago, and I think of the class, it was probably 40% of the people in that class were there because of the online sermons.
Right, and I think the problem with that is once this thing's over, we think we need to quit, but there's still people at home.
Yes.
And, you know, Jeff Gaines and I both agree that we got to really invest in that because we feel like people are watching. And yes. So it's important to us both.
It's been such a blessing. We thought we were struggling through something, but it's been such a blessing, and it's really paid off in dividends with new people coming.
Yeah, 100%. And our church has grown in this process, and I'm not bragging. It's just a blessing where other churches have gone the other way. And, yeah. You know, did we lose people? Absolutely we did. But we also gained a whole different group that thought, you know, we're trying, and they wanted to be a part of what we're trying to do.
Yes. Yes. So that was a good example of a technical problem.
Okay.
Another type of problem is an adaptive problem or an adaptive challenge. These are the ones that are not clear cut, and they can't really be solved by the usual ways of doing things in an organization. These challenges are difficult to solve because they usually require a change in a person's priorities, roles, or maybe even values. And they require leaders who encourage others to identify problems and implement solutions.
So, Wayne, when you have someone that you need to encourage to change, how do you go about that in a positive, encouraging way?
Well, I start with positive and encouraging comments.
That's good.
Because I don't know a person who doesn't have one positive thing that they contribute at work, at church, in our friend circles. So 100%. We start there. And I think part of adaptive leadership, maybe a big part of it, is perspective.
Yes, definitely.
And being able to distance yourself from the situation and not just not distance yourself from the person.
You're exactly right. We will get to that, but that's beautiful. Yeah.
It's right on target. And I think it's important. You know, I grew up with a guy named Brewster was my youth minister, which is a fun name. But he never said negative things, hardly ever. And he was always something positive and encouraging. And I thought, man, I don't want to be like that. And I think, Chris, you're good at that. I think, Chris, you look for that in people. And I think sometimes we tend to look for the negative in people because we know they're going to have it. And
it's there in everyone.
It's a decision that you wake up every day and say, I want to find something positive in someone.
Yes.
And encourage that behavior. And hopefully it will help other behaviors.
Yes. Oh,
hopefully.
That's beautiful.
Right.
You can preach on that. That's beautiful.
All right.
Here we go. All right. The third type of challenge is easily enough a combination of the two. It's technical and adaptive. These challenges can be clearly defined, but they don't have a straightforward solution. In these cases, the leader acts as support for the team, but the team has to solve the issues by learning to change and adapt. Our church was designated to use small groups to meet weekly for the Bible study. Dave, being the pastor, allowed the groups to set up their own meeting schedule and study method. And I can say from experience that I genuinely love my group. I formed a bond with every person in the group, and I feel like I really know these people, and I deeply care about them. So instead of a study group, this feels more like a group of friends. And by the way, we have 10 adults and 9 kids. And we get together weekly, and we enjoy each other's company. Wayne is the leader of my study group, and he has done a phenomenal job of keeping us together and giving us ways to learn more about each other. What do you think about our group, Wayne?
I think it's great. I mean, we've moved into this level of connection that is more familial than acquaintance or even good friends.
Oh, yeah, we really have. I genuinely care about these people. We talk, we text all the time. We've always got something going on. We pray for each other. It's just a wonderful group.
It takes effort to do that, though.
It does.
You have to realize you may not get to watch your favorite show on Monday night. We can record these things now, by the way. But it's just,
what?
Well, you gotta really put forth effort and say, I want to be with those people. And the problem is sometimes we may not feel that, but the more you try to just do it and work at it, you'll find, like what these two guys are telling me right now, God blesses you tenfold when you invest in people.
And yes.
Some of you are listening to this and say, well, that's not my gift. Well, yes, it is, because God created us all to be here for each other. And because of technology, because of life, because of whatever it is,
yes,
we tend to stay away from loving people, and we've messed the boat.
We really have. Oh, you've done it now. Here
Come
it comes.
On, come on now. Yeah, boy.
I want to just say again, I really love our group. We meet on Tuesdays, and I look forward to that all week long. We have such a wonderful time. But here's the question. How do adaptive leaders do what they do? There's only 6 steps to this, and anyone can do this. And the first one has a great name. I actually love this. The step 1 of being an adaptive leader is get out on the balcony. Get on the balcony is a metaphor for getting out of the fray and finding a perspective during a challenging situation.
That's really good.
Imagine that your team is on the dance floor, and getting on the balcony is a way for you to get away from the noise and the chaos and allows you to get a much clearer view of what's going on.
I think that's important. I think perspective is everything.
Absolutely.
And I think the problem is we stay in one perspective. We don't ever get a chance to see it in another way. When you see something through someone else's eyes, it changes your whole thing. And it was just like yesterday, my son had Special Olympics.
Yes.
And Wayne, you were there. Seeing those young people just giving it all they had, loving it. When their name was announced, they put their hands in the air.
I love that.
They laughed, they giggled. And I think that's life, man. And Wayne and I got to experience that together because he came to watch my son play.
That's awesome.
That's an investment. That I'll never forget that he did that. That means the world to me. And I think it meant something to Steven. Now he just said, thanks. But I think he really meant thank you, Wayne, so much.
Yes.
And Steven's just working on that.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. But I think it's really important that we do that with each other.
Yes.
And there's opportunity. Wayne is really good at this.
He is.
Because I see that he's done. He is, and he loves it when I brag on him.
He's one of the best I know. No, he doesn't.
I know. But see, I think he cares. I mean, he'll come up to anyone in our church and just say, how are you doing? What's going on?
Sure,
and
will.
That's something I've always tried to do as well, and I just think that's a blessing when you go after that full on, trying to just love people where they are.
It is. It absolutely is. And you know, Wayne, you mentioned perspective. Is that something you do at work quite a bit?
Have to.
Is that something learned, or is that something that came to you normally?
Yes.
Little column A, little column B. Yeah. Okay.
So
it's a yes.
Yes, it's one of those things where I took a promotion in our company several years ago where I had to teach myself to be able to talk to people, had to think of questions to ask just to be engaging.
I see.
Because my job was more relational at that point. But once I got to the department that I'm in now and have people that report to me, everything had to change a little bit because I couldn't get into the nuts and bolts of everything because my guys run my department.
Yes.
And as they go, so go I.
Very good. You had no idea you were becoming an adaptive leader then, did you?
No.
So how does a leader get on the balcony? I've got a few suggestions, and maybe you guys have more. Take some quiet time. Take a step back. Just take a breath, relax, and get a fresh perspective. Or you can form a group of advisors unofficially of people you trust who will give you their opinion, whether right or wrong, about a situation, and attend a meeting as an observer. Don't contribute. Just sit back and listen to what the people on your team have to say. Get a different point of view about this.
I think those are really, really good. And I think on that second one, I think we have to make sure that we're accountable to each other. And
that's a good one, yes.
And I think in doing that, that means that I have to let you know that I messed up or that I have issues or that I got to work on this. Or the funny thing is when you tell someone that you have an issue, they probably already knew it.
You're right. I agree.
So you just got to be honest and be who you are and who God created you to be.
Yes. So step two in being an adaptive leader sounds easy enough, and it actually is kind of easy if you follow step one, is to identify the adaptive challenges. You have to identify and diagnose the three types of challenges. If you remember, those are technical, adaptive, or technical and adaptive. And you do this from the balcony. The leader takes a different point of view, and this will make the challenges a lot easier to identify. So step one, get on the balcony. Step two, identify the challenges. Step three is extremely important, and this is one most leaders don't do. Step three is to regulate distress. Mm. Psychologically, we all have a need for consistency. It's hardwired into us. It's so much easier to make crucial decisions when an individual is relaxed and comfortable. And adaptive leaders need to monitor the stress of the people on their teams and keep it within a productive range and even try to regulate it. And they can do this by providing direction, not telling the team how to get there, but giving them just a general idea how to get there. They can also do this by providing protection, saying, this is a safe zone. You're free to make mistakes here. I will protect you. They can do conflict management, or here's my favorite, create a holding environment. Now, what's a holding environment? I've got a question for both you guys. I don't know. Do you both know how to swim?
Yes.
Yes.
Now, when you were taught to swim, were you thrown in or did someone hold you and say, move your arms? You're safe. Don't worry. Now, kick your legs. See how you do that? This is how you lead. I'm holding you here. You're safe to make mistakes and you're safe to practice. That's a holding environment.
Yeah. Are you asking us if that happened to us?
Well, I hope you weren't thrown in, but were you? Oh, no.
I may have been a little thrown in, and then, you know, my mom ended up helping me, but Dad's like, he'll learn how to do it.
Oh, my God. Did you?
No, I didn't.
So how did that work? I've got to ask. How did that work?
Eventually, I learned how because I watched people, and I ended up being on my swim team, which was fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah, me and a Speedo, something very exciting to see.
Okay, that's a thought I didn't need.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wayne, how did you learn?
I was probably
24. Wow.
And I was a camp counselor at Wesley Woods.
Wonderful. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yes. Well, the deep end is 6 feet. I'm not 6 feet.
No.
All the kids jump on you.
Oh, no. Okay. Oh, my God.
So he had the same experience. See, you're right. That's the way we should learn how to do it. But yes. Me and Wayne learned a little bit different way.
Hard way. I took swimming lessons and I had a great lifeguard who would hold me in the water, and I wasn't underwater, but I learned how to use my arms and my legs and then put it all together.
Do you have her name? I probably need to work on this.
No, we've lost touch over the years.
There you go.
Sorry to say.
Sorry. I digress.
So, okay. Step four is to maintain disciplined attention. The adaptive leader needs to continually encourage people to focus on difficult tasks. Now, difficult tasks typically doesn't come easy for people to focus on. If it's difficult, you don't want to think about it. You certainly don't want to focus on it. You want to think about something easy or just forget about it altogether. But it's the job of the leader to have the team focus on the task and keep them oriented and directed on the goal.
So when that goal is a fun, enjoyable thing, it's easier to keep them on task.
Yes.
How do you go about doing it when it's something that's just heavy and hard and overwhelming? And I'm just throwing that out there.
There's a lot of different ways to do that. And I want to get Wayne's opinion after this. But my way is I set up milestones and I know that they're going to be reported. I'll meet with them before each meeting and say, I'm going to bring this up. How far along are you? And they'll say, we're at XYZ, or we haven't looked at it, or we're considering which way we want to go. And I'll say, okay, give me a report on this. And by next week, I want you to have two more steps into this so that they can take it, the bite out of the proverbial elephant, and it makes it a manageable opportunity for everyone.
Gotcha. Wayne's laughing, so we might be in trouble.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
So what I try to do is put myself in their position.
Very good.
And not just metaphorically for a talking point, but if it is a multi-step project, I'll try to help them look at it from kind of the end goal.
So you don't do this for them. You just give them a different perspective.
Yes. And I don't dictate how it looks. It's like you. Like, I need this information. I don't really care how you get it.
Yes.
Or what it looks like, as long as it's all there.
Very good.
So they have a lot of freedom.
You know, and that really leads us into step five. And step five is where a lot of leaders get tripped up. Step five is to give the work back to the people. A lot of leaders think that no one's as good as me, or I can do this the way I want to do, so I'm just going to do it. But that doesn't help your team grow at all. That doesn't help them mature. It doesn't teach them how to make decisions. You know, the leader wants to provide direction and structure, and the team wants to feel secure in what they're doing, but the team also wants to feel like they're a part of the problem solving. And overly directive leaders can result in people being dependent on the leader and inhibiting them from doing their work. I think we all know leaders that do this, don't we?
Absolutely.
And the last step, step six, is to protect the people on your team, even the voices below the people on your team. The adaptive leader must be open to ideas of people who may be on the fringe, marginalized, or maybe even considered deviants in the group of the organization. Be open to the ideas of low status individuals who may not express themselves very effectively. It's challenging because it's disruptive to the normal way of doing things, but the adaptive leader truly considers all opinions.
There you go. That's hard though, isn't it?
It can be.
Especially when that opinion goes against what yours is.
It can. I guess the idea is not to prejudge someone. Here comes this person. They never have a good idea.
Right.
But if you really give them an honest listen, maybe they do have good ideas.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, and it's a different perspective. And that's you've been teaching the whole time.
The key is perspective.
100%.
So here are the strengths of active leadership. In contrast to all other leadership theories, active leadership takes a process approach. The leadership is a complex transaction between the leaders and followers, but there's step-by-step how to do adaptive leadership. Adaptive leadership is follower-centered. Adaptive leaders can mobilize people and engage them in adaptive work. And another one is it helps followers deal with conflicting values that emerge when the work environments change. Adaptive leadership prescribes good leadership behaviors. Even if you don't have a great outcome, if you follow the steps, you're a good leader. You're doing good leadership. And the last one was my favorite. It contributes the concept of a holding environment as an integral part of the leadership process, giving a safe place for your people, your team, to try leadership like we used in the swimming example, where you're safe, you're not going to drown, and you get to slowly learn how to do what you need to do.
Amen. And I think one of the things that we need to always work on is trusting the process. Trusting, yes. You know, one of the things I loved, if out of all the ones that we've been teaching, I love servant leadership.
I identify with that one the most.
Yeah, me too. But I think there is parts of each one that we can take from and learn about and try to adapt. See what I did there?
I love it.
See what I did?
You worked it in there.
Thank you. I'll be here every week.
Yes, love it.
Wayne, you got something? I saw you writing.
Well, the strength that I try most in my department to offer is a safe space.
Very good.
Because
that's good.
I've never thought I'm the smartest person in the room.
Very good.
And I just want people who have differing personalities to be able to say what they want so that they're heard. And it's not just out of lip service to them.
That's wonderful.
They've got good ideas.
Yes, Amen. They do. And I'm sure the people on your team appreciate that. A safe space is so valuable.
Amen.
So here are the criticisms of adaptive leadership. Because it's new, 1994, there's been very little empirical research, and none of the tests have been conducted thoroughly to prove or evaluate the claim. The model needs to be redefined, and the relationships between the factors must be clarified. In other words, we think it works, we've got evidence it works, but we don't know how it works. And the last one is, adaptive leadership is very wide-ranging. It can be a little abstract. It can be a little hard to do sometimes.
Romans 12, 9 through 10 from The Message says this. Love from the center of who you are. Don't fake it. Run for dear life from evil. Hold on for dear life to good. Be good friends who love deeply. Practice playing second fiddle.
Oh, practice playing second fiddle. I love that.
Yeah, that's from The Message, and I love that as well. Wayne, before we close, you got anything?
No, I think you all said everything.
Good.
You got all the answers.
Anything else from you, brother?
Well, I really love that second fiddle thing. A good adaptive leader should let the team take charge, and he should practice playing second fiddle. That's beautiful.
When you love from the center of who you are, you can play. You can practice playing second fiddle.
Love
easy
it.
For me to say. Hey, guys, have a great week. You have any questions about who we are or what we do, make sure you check our website. We'll try to get a picture of Wayne up. I thought it'd be cool just to put his head like over us somewhere, which would be funny.
Yeah, we'll do that.
But we're so glad that Wayne's hanging out with us.
Yes.
We're so thankful that you're listening. Please let us know how we can bless you. Have a great week. God bless. This is an LBS production, which stands for pounds. I don't know if you knew that or not, but it also stands for laughing because we're saved. But we kind of like the pounds. So Chris will lift them and I will gain them, and we will have a great time. Thanks for listening.